Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 19th of August 2022. The Bible reading today is Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 14 to 19. The Lord said to me, "From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdom," declares the Lord. "Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshipping what their hands have made. Get yourself ready, stand up, and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today, I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Today's article, titled "As Strong as Iron," was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. Iron-clad beetles are known for their tough exterior, which protects them from predators. One special variety, however, has extraordinary strength under pressure. The insect's hard outer shell stretches rather than cracks where it joins together. Its flat back and low profile also help it to resist fractures. Scientific tests show that it can survive compression force of nearly 40,000 times its body weight. Just as God made this bug extra tough, he gave resilience to Jeremiah as well. The prophet would face intense pressure when he delivered unwelcome messages to Israel. So God promised to make him an iron pillar and a bronze wall. The prophet wouldn't be flattened, dismantled, or overwhelmed. His words would stand strong because of God's presence and rescuing power. Throughout his life, Jeremiah was falsely accused, arrested, tried, beaten, imprisoned, and tossed into a well. Yet he survived. Jeremiah also persisted despite the weight of inner struggles. Doubt and grief plagued him. Constant rejection and the dread of a Babylonian invasion added to his mental stress. God continually helped Jeremiah so that his spirit and testimony weren't shattered. When we feel like giving up on the mission he's given us, or backing away from living faith-filled lives, we can remember that Jeremiah's God is our God. He can make us strong as iron because his power is made perfect in our weakness. Let's pray. Dear God, please strengthen me to meet the challenges I face today. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.